I'm glad that you have decided to tune back in today. In my previous lesson, I told you about the simplicity that was in Jesus Christ, His simple preaching. Our Lord preached in a way that it did not require a theological scholarship to figure out what He was saying, to understand the meanings behind His words. The people that Jesus was talking to was ordinary, workaday people. They hunted and fished for their food. If they killed it, they grilled it. They were just ordinary farmers, fishermen, hunters, men of the soil, men of the sea, men in the workplace. You know, ordinary people, we pump our own gas. We clean our own windshield. We shop at Walmart. Walmart is a man's kind of a store. You can go into Walmart, get your tires rotated, get your oil changed in your car. You can do your banking, buy your groceries, and on the way out, you can pick up your wife's prescription. Walmart, that's where ordinary people shop. If they had had a Walmart in the Lord's day, you would have probably seen many of those same people that He preached to at the Walmart. Not only that, ordinary people have a job. Jesus is not too good to walk right on to your job site and call you. In fact, He called Peter, James, and John and Matthew right on their job site. Jesus knew about ordinary people. He Himself was a construction worker, a carpenter turned preacher and prophet. Jesus knew about calloused hands and sunburned brows. Jesus knew about the working man. Jesus spoke in a language and used words that even the wayfaring man, the unlearned men, could understand. His disciples were often accused of being ignorant and unlearned, and Jesus knew He had to use straightforward, plain talk. His words was wrapped in love. They had an urgency about them that drew the attention of the people. When the Pharisees asked Him which of the laws was the greatest, and I mentioned that in a previous lesson, He told him, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and spirit." And the second, He says, is like unto this, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And then Jesus said, "All the laws and prophets hang on these two commandments." But you know, I believe there's another great commandment that might even be pretty much as important as those two. As the last commandment given us by Jesus prior to His ascension, the great mission must surely carry a weight similar to the first two commandments. If the mission that Jesus announced in the synagogue in Nazareth described a social revolution with a vision for a changed world, Jesus' great commission then challenges His followers to take this revolution to all nations. In the book of Matthew, verse 28, I'll begin reading with verse 16. "Then the 11 disciples went away unto Galilee, unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, But some doubted. Can you imagine that? All of them had been with him since the resurrection. All of them had seen the proof that he was indeed raised from the dead. But yet some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth." This is a great commandment. I know that Jesus did not say that the laws and the prophets hung on this command, but I believe through reading the scripture that the salvation of lost men and women, boys and girls, hang on this commandment, because it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. This was a brand new command at the dawning of a totally new age, to take the whole gospel to the whole world. This command to make disciples entail announcing the good news that the Messiah had come to reconcile man to God through Jesus Christ's atoning death, to not only the Jews, but to the Gentiles, to every human being. The call to go out, to take the message of Christ into the world, is a monumental announcement. But it is more than a call to proclaim the gospel. It is a call to make disciples. Disciples are those who, because of their faith in Christ, live a life of obedience to everything that God has commanded. The first two commandments calls believers to love God, to love their neighbor. And the third great commandment calls one to go outside, to go and disciple new believers who will do the same thing. So, in its simplest form, in the form that anybody could understand, here's what God expects. We are to love God. We are to love our neighbor. We are to go and make disciples of others who will do the same. That's simple. That's the gospel for dummies.
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough they'd reach the sky above. If you could know about life's game, still you'd know nothing until you've known God and His love. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin, where he has tried. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. If in your lifetime everybody, and you could call every name from here to yon. But if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, still you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you know.